Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome, and we thank God for your lives. Today we have a word from the living God that we titled, Life After the Flesh Kills. Life After the Flesh Kills. It is very simple. You know, in the book of Genesis, we're not going to read the details. The book of Genesis chapter 4 and the verses 1 to 8. There is a story of a family that opens the Bible about Adam and Eve's family having two children, Cain and Abel. We come to find out that Cain killed his brother, his junior brother, Abel. And we're asking ourselves so many questions about what happened. Bible relates so many things about the details, the Lord telling Cain, Cain, sin is lying at the door. Be careful. He's looking for you. When he gets you, you are not going to be well. It comes to a point that Cain despised what the Lord God is saying. And at the end of it all, he finished by killing his brother and all kinds of problems that follow. But the point is this. We are from the same family. What is it that had gone wrong for a brother, for a sister to kill a brother, or for a brother to kill a sister, for a brother to kill a brother, for a sister to kill a sister? Something definitely. It's not right. In the case of Cain and Abel, we come to find out that hatred, jealousy, anger, selfishness, envyness, all these things, they come together for a brother to kill a brother and a sister to kill a sister. These are the devices of the enemy. And when one is not having a clear understanding, you come to be a victim of the craftiness of the devil. Victim of the craftiness of the devil. Jesus Christ made a statement in Matthew chapter 7 and the verse is 18 to 20. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruit we shall know them. Wherefore by their fruit we shall know them. So you, man, God is not mocked, and you cannot deceive Almighty God. And so it is also for our lives. As Jesus is, so we are. We are not to be deceiving ourselves either. If you are of the nature of good tree, you'll bring forth good fruit. If you are of the nature of evil tree, you are bringing forth evil fruit. A good tree by nature cannot bring forth evil fruit. This is what the word is telling us. So there is nothing like, oh, it looks like. Nothing like that. It is either black or it is either white. Clear. The line of demarcation is the word of God. It divides it. It divides it. It pierces to the asunder and divided anything that cannot be divided. But the word comes in and everything is clear. So we cannot be moving around as children of God and deceiving ourselves. He said, by their fruit, we shall know them. We shall know them. So what is the difference between a child of God and a child of a devil? Because that is a fact. We have children that are of the devil, and we have children that are also of Almighty God. How would you know who is of the devil and who is of our Lord Jesus Christ? Romans 8, 9, he said, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If any man had not the spirit of Jesus Christ, that person do not belong to Jesus. So if the person is not of Christ, then the person is of the devil. Are only two kingdoms. Only two kingdoms. If you are not of Jesus Christ, you are of the devil. No matter what you say and whatever that you believe. Confirmation here is in 1 John chapter 3 and the verses 10. He said, in this the children of God are manifest. And the children of the devil, you see that? The Bible tells us two categories, two groups of people. The children of God on one side and the children of the devil on the other side. So he says, how do you distinguish them? He said, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So in other words, there are certain things that people do that allows you to know that this is a child of God and this is not a child of God. It's as simple as that. So as a child of God, your nature, it is what is in you, what is operating in you. Because he says that if you are a child of God in Romans 8:9, he said that if you are a child of God, the spirit of Christ is operating in you. If you are a child of God, the spirit of Christ is operating in you. But if you are not a child of God, it is the spirit of bondage that is operating in your life. The spirit of bondage that is operating in your life. The nature of the good fruit, it is brought forth by the children of God. The children of God. And they that of the nature of evil, they are bringing forth evil fruit. They are bringing forth evil fruit. So by their fruit, we shall know them. By their fruit, we shall know they are the children of God. Or by their fruit, we shall know that they are the children of the devil. Clear. If you are of God, you will be doing the righteous things of Almighty God. If you are not of God, you will despise every righteous way of living. And you go after the world. So as children of God, what sort of fruit are we supposed to bring as children of God? We have known it. He said that we're supposed to bring good fruit. But what is good fruit? What is good fruit? In Galatians chapter 5 and the verse is 22 and 23, he said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law, no limit. These are good fruits. As far, you know, they say the fruit is good. If you want to eat, you can eat. Please, fruit is good for your body. Eat. Don't limit yourself in fruit. If you are diet, you know, you are on diet, they said, go ahead. Fruit is good for your body. Good fruit. Continue. Eat as much as you can. These things, there are no limit. You are a joyful person. Continue being joyful. You are a peaceful person. Continue being peaceful. There is no law against it. Limit. There is no limit. Continue. So what does this scripture truly mean for us? It is saying that God's spirit, it makes us loving. It is the spirit of God. The good tree is bringing forth good fruit. How? The nature of the tree produces good fruit. The nature of the child of God is after the spirit of God, the spirit of Christ. And it makes you to become a lovely person, a happy person, a peaceful person, someone who is patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, self-controlled. In these things, we said there is no limit. There is no limit. These are things that, you know, patiently, we say, oh, what is it that you are joyful about? I am joyful because the spirit in me is a spirit of joy. Why are you so peaceful? I am peaceful in the midst of this tribulation because the spirit in me cannot do otherwise. That is why. Because we belong to Jesus Christ, We have killed every selfishness, every desire that is not of God. We kill these things. The Spirit of God is not a spirit of selfish. The Spirit of God is not a spirit that desires evil things. Until they have caused somebody to fall, they will not have their peace. They only smile when they see somebody going through afflictions. When someone is in trouble, that is the time that they smile. You see, I told you that it will happen. I told you. They take joy when they see somebody being sorrowful, someone in trouble, someone that is facing problems. That is the time that they take joy. This is of the nature of the evil, children of the devil. Children of the devil. By their fruit we shall know them. God's Spirit gives us life. So we should follow the Spirit of God. And not going after the deceitful way of the wicked. When you know where you belong to, you make sure that you bring forth those good fruits. And not following things after the kind of their nature. Evil. Evil. We are not like that. So, we are talking about the deeds of the flesh. What does the Bible say about life after the flesh? What does the Bible say about life after the flesh? In Romans 8 and the verses 13, because the whole point is this, right? It is the life after the flesh and the life after the Spirit. So he says, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. One life leads to death. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." So two things that we are talking about here. On one side, the flesh, and the other side, the Spirit. Connoting the flesh linking to the bad tree, and the Spirit linking to the good tree. So if you operate with the Spirit of God, you are meant to bring forth good fruit. If you are operating with the spirit of the world, the spirit of bondage, the spirit of the devil, what are you bringing forth? Evil fruit. Evil fruit. And the evil fruit is leading one to death. Operating, being evil, wicked people, their ends are what? Death. Simple. Simple. So your time of joy, because you see someone going through troubles, and you have now a topic in your home to talk about somebody and saying evil things and taking joy at that time, you know what is awaiting for you? Death. Death. It will never ever result any form of life. Not to yourself, not to your family, not to your children, not to your generations to come. Because your nature is what you are impacting in your generations to come. Your children, they grow up. Also talking about people, they grown up also with all the evil things that you are doing. They hear you parents saying these things. So they think that is the right way to go. But it is not. A life after the flesh shall die, but the life after the Spirit, you know, it is not a life of yoga. It is not a life of yoga. When I have identified something in my life that is not right, I am not going to be playing yoga to get rid of it. He said it is the Spirit of God. It is through the Spirit of God that do mortify. Mortify. Mortify meaning put to death the deeds of the flesh. So it's not by yourself, by your strength, by your, you know. He said by strength shall no man prevail. You are not going to overcome those deeds of the world in your life by your own strength. Everyone and each one of us has something to work out with. Every single time. And that is one thing that I was saying. I said, you know what? Christianity becomes extremely boring if you don't identify things in your own life to work with. If you are not identifying sins, you have to look into your life and say that, you know what? I'm not going to wait until New Year to make a new resolution about maybe a spirit of lies that is operating in you and say that this year, so you have made yourself, you are taking the whole year to deal with that situation as if God needs a whole year for the spirit of lies to be out of your life. No, it is every moment of your life that you come across a situation or a trend of life, a behavior, something that is in you, and you know that it is not of the tree, it's not of the good tree. This is not something that is good fruit. We see these things. When you see a fruit that is polluted, you can see and you don't eat it because it is not good. That is why we go to the market, we look at them, and we choose the fruit that we are taking home. The choice of the fruit because of our criteria. So when something is wrong in our lives, we know we are not going to deceive ourselves. This year, this is what I'm going to do. It is too long for the whole year. You tell yourself, Spirit of the Lord, please, I need help. God, this situation is like I can't help lying. Every time that I hear a story that I have to go and tell this story to someone else, I'm always adding something. Why am I adding this? By the way, this is just a gossip, so why am I even taking this story to someone anyway? Lord, please help me. And as you keep asking God for help, the Lord will help you. It's not yoga. It's not yoga. So through the Spirit of Christ, we will mortify the deeds of the devil, of the flesh. They will all go. But we have to be willing to do so. In Galatians 5 and the verses 19 to 21, let me make sure I don't go too fast so we have a clear understanding. We have just read clearly that as children of God, if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if through the Spirit we live after the Spirit, we then mortify the deeds of the flesh. So now what is important is that what is the deed of the flesh and what is the deed of the Spirit? Let's start with the deed of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. He says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So these are the things that the Lord is saying, that, you know, these are big ways. But let me break it down. The meaning of this scripture is simply saying that some people's desires have made them to be immoral or have gone to immoral ways. They are desires. So filthy thoughts, shameful deeds. They don't even see those things as things that are not glorifying God. They worship, they go and worship idol. They practice witchcraft. They hate others. They are hard to get along with. They are consulters of anything that can be consulted. Readers of palm. They want to know this, they want to know that. Except God, that can give them all solutions. They don't want to know about Almighty God. And they are practicing these things. So they become jealous. They are angry when they see somebody doing well. They are selfish because they wish it is them that is in that situation. So they are not happy. These are not characteristics of children of God. These are not the characteristics of children of God. Because normally a brother doing well, we're supposed to be happy with the brother. Because our nature is joy. We see people in joy, we join them in joy. We see them in peace, we join them in peace. When someone is long-suffering, we join them in their long sufferings. In whichever way that we can help, we go ahead and help them. But we don't make room for them to fall Or when they have fell, we are not rejoicing because they have been fallen. Absolutely not. These are not children of God at all. The children of God, they help each other. They make sure that everyone is okay. He said, pray for each other so that you may receive your healings. Praying for each other. The prayer of the righteous man availeth much. We were talking about these things. So if I am not praying for you and you are not praying for me, where are we going? One is bringing down 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. So when you are praying, maybe you don't know how many of them that are against you. You need a help of a believer to also stand with you to bring your situation completely down. These are the children of God in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is living after the Spirit? John 16 and the verses 13 to 14. Jesus Christ made a statement. He said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, talking about the Holy Spirit, when he said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth is come, when the Holy Spirit is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you on things to come. He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. Not only that, he shall glorify Jesus Christ. For he shall receive of Jesus and shall show it unto you. He shall receive of Jesus Christ and he shall show it unto you. We struggle to fight life battles simply because we are ignorant of the Holy Ghost input. But most of the time, when the child of God is connected, whatever that is on the way, what is to come, the Holy Spirit, one of the greatest ministry of the Holy Spirit is revelation, 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 revelation. He reveals the word. He reveals not only the word of God to you, but what the enemy is also doing in darkness, what they have planned against your life, what they said that they are going to use against you. By the time that you are sleeping, by the time that you are reading your word, by the time that you are connected with the Spirit of God, the Lord Almighty God, one way or another, will highlight unto you, will bring forth what the enemy is planning against you. That is why we walk in such a mighty faith. We are weak as children of God, but that is why we are strong, because when we are weak, we are strong. We humble ourselves before the Spirit of Almighty God to take absolute control of our lives. Who is the devil out there to come and say that, you know, what God wants to do, I will not allow it to come to pass. When the Lord is moving, nobody dare coming around and say that, you will not move. It is because the power, we are not in touch with that power. We have seen all kinds of situations. What the devil has done over people who are ignorant, when we come in, the Lord turns the situation around. How much more what the Lord God is going to do? Who is the devil out there to stand on the way and say that, I will not allow God's purpose to come to pass in your life? Nobody can stop God's purpose for your life. The only one that can stop it is you. Unless you don't want it, God will not force you. But otherwise, we haven't come across any situation that the devil is in control, that we come with the God Spirit, and the devil says that, no, I will not go, and the situation continues, remains. No, we haven't seen that before. Unless you yourself, you want to be in that situation. But if you want God to take you out of the situation, you will be out of the situation. That's it. The ministry of revelation is so powerful. Amazing. And it's through that we function. He shall take from the Father and me, Jesus, and he shall reveal it unto you. So the will of the Father is revealed unto us by his Spirit. By his Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we are going nowhere. Without the Holy Spirit, a child of God is going nowhere. And the Holy Spirit is not. He is a gift. As soon as a believer, you come to believe. As soon as you come to believe, automatically the Holy Spirit is given. You don't have to pray for the Holy Spirit to come. You don't have to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit. Absolutely not. Just believe. It's as simple as that. Yes, it is as simple as that. It comes as a salvation package. There is a difference between receiving the Holy Spirit, which is a gift automatically. As you believe in Jesus Christ, you have it. You have the Holy Spirit. And there is another level of the fellowship with the Holy Spirit that is called the filling of the Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit or being baptized with the Holy Spirit. These are different things. But do you have the Spirit of God in you? Yes, as a believer, you have the Spirit of God in you. That is why you belong to Jesus Christ. If you do not, you do not have the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit in you, you are not of Christ. You are not. It's as simple as that. So it is time for you to yield your spirit unto the Holy Spirit. Tell the Lord, please, let with my own free will, Holy Spirit, take over my ways. Take over my thoughts. Take over my deeds. The next thing you know, because you ask him, he will do it. If you are not asking, he will not do it. Otherwise, it's like he's forcing God's will on you. No. Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. As far as you don't ask him anything, he will just be there waiting. The day that you acknowledge him, that day, he will work with you. He will work with you. That's how he is. The small, still voice, his voice is such a mighty, small, still voice. Mighty, small, still voice. Mighty, but small, still voice. My son, this is not the place to go. You blush it. Because your friends are there, so you are going. My daughter, this is not something to say. Hey, yeah, let me say something. He has to know. He has to know. Who do you think he thinks he is? I am my, me. Hey, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You don't know what is going on in the realm of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is telling you, please be quiet. Hand over your battle to me. Let me fight for you because you don't know the implications of all these things. I have seen them doing these things. I know exactly where it is heading to. Let me take over. And you are standing there because you are in the flesh. You think that because of your height, because of your money, because of your standard, that you are going. No, we don't fight the spirit world with the flesh. We fight the spirit with the spirit. It is only they that are spiritual that can conquer spiritual things. It is only they that are spiritual that can conquer spiritual things. You will conquer the spiritual things and they will be manifested in the physical. Hebrews 11:3, he said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, that the things that are seen, they are not made of things which do appear. So what you are seeing, that is not what it is. I have been saying this all the time. What you are seeing, that is not what it is. Get spiritual to find out what is really happening. Get spiritual to find out what is really happening. The person that is walking with you, say, oh, my friend, hey, we go shopping together. Oh, we do this together. We do that together. But the day that God will reveal that person to you, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. I thought you are my friend. Yeah, that was a thought. That was just a thought. It was a thought. A man needs to get spiritual so that you can move by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 and the verse is 14, he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see that? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Where is the Spirit of God leading you to? Where is the Spirit of God leading you to? Romans 8:29, he said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. So what do? We are destined to become like Jesus Christ. We are destined to become like what? Like Jesus Christ. What does it mean that we are also going to raise dead and do it exactly as Jesus did in his ministry? Not just that. Not just that. Because Jesus Christ himself, he said that we are going to do mighty works and even greater works than he did. Because of the Holy Spirit. And because he's at the right hand of the Father. So as we have been predestined to become like Jesus Christ. In which way? People, most of the time, they see only the ministry of Christ. Please, it's beyond that. Because the ministry of Jesus Christ only lasted 3.5 years. But the man was already 33.5 years. The man was already 33.5 years. So if you had only taken the 3.5 years life of Jesus Christ, you'll miss it all. You'll miss it all. There is nothing like ministry without preparation. There is nothing like life without preparation. If you are not prepared, that is why we train our children into life. If you don't train them, they get into life with a lot of struggle and messed up. So we train them the ways of the living God so that when they grow, they will not depart from the Lord. They will have a standard of living. A standard of living. When people are going astray, they will be able to go the right way because they are guided by the Spirit of the living God. The children of God, they are led by the Spirit of God. The children of God, they are led by the Spirit of God. Our children, you cannot. Said a good tree supposed to bring forth a good fruit. Do you know what is in the fruit? A seed. A seed. Can the seed of the good tree be an evil seed? No way. No way. No way. So, you know, if truly you are a child of God, you will train your children to be children of God. You will train your children to be children of God. So if you are a child of God and your children have gone astray, question your own integrity and fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Something definitely has gone wrong somewhere. But it is not too late. Because that is one thing about Jesus Christ. Always at the door, knocking. One great thing about the Holy Spirit is that gentle spirit waiting for the day that you open him. Or you hand over things to him. And he said, my son, my daughter, it is not too late. As far as you are alive, life goes on. I will take over from now. Whatever that the enemy has done, I will come in and turn things around. But from now onwards, please listen to me. Listen to me. Because I know the thoughts that I'm thinking towards you. Thought that I thought towards you. The thought of peace and not evil to bring you to that expected end. So the expected end, you will not get there until the Holy Spirit takes you there. You don't know where the Lord is taking you. He said that he had predestined you to become like Jesus Christ. How can you become like Jesus Christ when you only know the 3.5 years of his ministry? He was a child. He was born as a child. He came to the time that he was 12 years. He was in the family. He had brothers and sisters, 8 people in the family. So we don't only see Jesus Christ raising dead. You have to also see Jesus in home. The man was a carpenter. So you have to see Jesus Christ also working. You have to see Jesus also working. Carpenter for what? He wasn't making beds for the whole house only. He was making carpentry work to sell so that he can feed his family. He can feed his family. Jesus was not married. But Jesus Christ has responsibilities. Joseph died. By the time that Joseph died, you know, 7 people still on his responsibilities. So before the 33 or 30 years, all these years, Jesus Christ lived a regular life like all of us. All of us. Yet, the man, he was humble. Son of God, he was humble. He knew what was operating in him. He was humble. He was humble. You wouldn't, you know, they were so surprised to the extent that they saw Jesus in his ministry. They said, is this not Jesus? The brothers are here. The sisters are here. Is it not the same person? The little Jesus that we saw, nobody had any bad thing to say about Jesus Christ. Except those religious people. His time of ministry. It's amazing. They didn't say that, Jesus, we saw you stealing at the age of 12. And now you are here telling us that you are a man of God. Are you not the rapist that we saw around? The thief that we saw around? We saw you carry people's TV. It wasn't not you. None of this. 30 years of his life, nobody had any bad thing to say about Jesus Christ. Well, if you are not like that, that doesn't condemn you. Because that is exactly what the Holy Spirit is all about. There is no condemnation in us. Because Christ was born out of any form of filthiness. He was without sin, but he was made sin. You and I, we were born as sinners. Christ came and cleansed us. We are clean. Now that you are clean, will you go back? No. We stay with the nature of God and we continue. We continue in life in Hebrews 12:2. We continue looking unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. We look unto him because he's our destination. We look unto him because we want to have the same character. You know, character is something that is very much outward. But you see, there is an internal behavior. The spirit that is in you will bring forth your character. It is the spirit. Character, we only see the character outward. It looks like it's something outward. It's something that is outside. We display our character. But the point is that your character is triggered by what is inside. Your character is triggered by what is inside. So we are talking about the nature of the believer. Either you are of the nature of the devil or you are of the nature of Almighty God. You cannot be in between. So what is that? The person is coming to church. Praise the Lord. He says hallelujah. At the same time, when the witches and the wizard gathered, he also gathered with them. And they said, let's kill him. They said, yes, crucify him. For what? Something definitely has gone wrong. We look unto Jesus to become like Jesus Christ. Because Jesus, as we said, condemns nobody. That is why he has given us a spirit to take us ahead of life, bringing us onto a better future. In Romans 8 and the verses 15, he talks about how Jesus Christ had set us free from the law of sin and death. We are talking about life after the flesh. He said it kills. It kills. But we are not to operate after the flesh anymore, because in Romans 8:15, he said, ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit that is working in you is calling upon the name of the living God. That is what we said. By their nature, we shall know them. By their fruit, we shall know them. So, we are free, and we are free by Christ. Romans 8:2, he said, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So we are regulated by the law, which is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So if you are in Christ Jesus, there are certain things that you will not do. There are certain things that you will not do because your environment is regulated by the law which is in Christ Jesus. And that law which is in Christ Jesus, that is what sets you free, make you free from the law of sin and death. Some people ask themselves, they say, why God gave the law? How would you have known about sin if law was not there? How would you have known about sin? This is why. So we are free. We are free. You know what that freedom means? That freedom means that sin shall not have dominion over you. In that Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over you. So it's not like you don't have power over sin. So no matter what, you have to fall. No, it's not like that. It is not like that. You have a power, internal power, an outward power. Because you are led by the Spirit of God, you are empowered by the Spirit of God, they see you. People that of the evil, people that are of the nature of the devil, when they see the children of God, they know the difference between a child of God and a child of the devil. Because they that of the same nature, They fly together. So shall the children of God. If you are of the nature of light, you love coming to the light. If you are of the nature of the devil of darkness, you don't like light. That is why they fight you. That is why they fight you. Because when light is coming, it is exposing them. It is exposing their deeds. It is exposing, destroying their work. So they fight you. But God has given us that power to stand against any work of the devil. Anyone that stands against your family, by the spirit of you, that power shall bow in the name of Jesus Christ. We are set free, and we are set free by Jesus Christ. And the word says that in John 8:36, he said, if the Son, Jesus Christ, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If Jesus Christ make you free, you are free indeed. Unless you are not sure that you are free by Christ, unless you are not sure of the spirit that is operating in you, it comes to a point that a man is not very sure. Obviously, if you are operating with the deeds of the flesh, you have gone to see a fetish priest. Oh, Baba, help me. So help me. And by the time that I get this, I will come and honor you and this one. And at the same time, you are in the church. So what are you thinking? As pastor is preaching and talking about the spirit of God, you wonder what spirit is operating in my life. What spirit is operating? Did the thing that I obtained, was it God that did it, or was it the Baba that I went to see? You are disturbed. Let me tell you, you are of the devil. You are of the devil. Because if you are of God, you won't even think of Baba. You will not. May the Lord God bless his word. May the Lord God bless his purpose in everyone and each one of us. Everything that God says you are going to become, you will become in the name of Jesus. Every power that stands against you, against your family, we come against them in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever that is battling your life and saying that they will not allow God to move forward, they cannot, because of the spirit that is operating in you. You are free by Jesus Christ. You are free indeed. Go out there and bring forth good fruit unto the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.